Welcome to Up Close and Personal with Michael Bublé, a one-hour special recorded live in the CHFI Theater, featuring music from his new CD, Crazy Love. Here are your hosts, Aaron Davis and Mike Cooper, on 98.1 CHFI.
He's sold 22 million CDs worldwide, and his last release, Call Me Irresponsible, hit number one in 15 countries, but we're proud to say that he calls Canada home.
He's penned five number one singles, which we'll hear this hour, where he'll hear Home and Everything, and we're here to dig his fabulous new CD called Crazy Love. Please welcome the one, the only,
Michael Bublé!
Please, stop loving me so much.
We can't help it. Kind of crazy love.
Thank you.
And what a CD. We're so excited for you. This CD is a mix of new songs, of standards, of covers. We're going to hear the title song from it coming up in just a few moments. But first, let's start with the single, Haven't Met You Yet. You wrote that. Tell us where it came from.
I've got a great girl in my life named Lou, and I met her, and I was all, you know, the potential of great love was there, and I wrote basically a song for all the singles out there who are waiting for that person to come into their life that will change them, make them better, make them want to be a better man or woman, and it was a thrilling to sing, great melody, it's honestly my favorite song that I've ever written. So,
and you took some chances on this album, you know, and we've interviewed you several times over the years, you know, when you were just starting out. But you took some chances, and I like you when you take chances.
Yeah, I met with one of our greatest talents from Canada, David Foster, I sat with David in Vancouver, and I said, I want to make a record that is kind of different than anything we've done before. I'd like it to really be, I don't want to say edgy, but I want it to be authentic and real and organic, and I don't want to use too many of the computers and the slickness. And he showed his versatility and his greatness, and by kind of believing in me enough as a friend and as an artist to take the journey with me musically and to make a CD probably a lot differently than he's made CDs in the past. I mean, he's only sold half a billion doing it the way he does it. And then Bob Rock is another great producer. Both of them are BC boys, and he did the same thing, came along with me, and Umberto Gatica. And I think you guys, for those of you who are old enough to have grown up with, say, Motown or the late Sinatra, or the Beatles, Presley, there's a great presence that came with listening to old records. There was a way they were recorded. They were live in the studio. You felt like you were standing beside the guy. There wasn't the Pro Tools and the Auto Tune and the songs being put onto an MP3 player and being compressed. And what we've missed in our lives and musically here for the most part is soul. And I wanted very badly to bring that back. And with the help of great producers, I hope I did.
It's a soaring collaboration. Wow. Let's listen to it now. Haven't Met You Yet.
Haven't Met You Yet.
Here is our guest, Michael Bublé, up close and personal. Clap. That was Michael Bublé's version of Cry Me a River as we continue our up close and personal chat with the man himself. We got to tell you, when you're listening to this show, that we're sitting here in the Rogers Theater and live with Michael Bublé in front of a fabulous studio audience. And while the songs are playing, of course, we're chatting and we're having a great time because Michael Bublé is one of the funniest, most entertaining people on the planet. And I'm not just saying that. So if you weren't a singer, would you be an actor? Would you be a comedian? Would you be a lumberjack? What would you do?
Do you know what? Okay, honestly, I was going to do print or radio.
Oh, boy.
And I actually, there's a station in Vancouver, and I won't say what it is, but about 7 months before I got signed, I went to them, and I said, I'd like to do a radio show. I'd like to do a half-hour broadcast, and just basically what I wanted to do was play some of my favorite tunes and get some of my favorite local artists and talk about their favorite standards and their favorite records. And I got basically laughed out of the building.
Oh,
and but a year and a half later, they came back and said, hi, Mr. Bublé.
Yeah.
We have a great idea for you. And I said, no, thank you.
We love hearing your stories. And when we return, Bublé does Van Morrison on the title cut from his new CD. I'm Aaron Davis with Mike Cooper.
And we'll be right back with Up Close and Personal with Michael Bublé talking about the new CD, Crazy Love. Don't go away.
You're listening to Up Close and Personal with Michael Bublé, hosted by Aaron Davis and Mike Cooper.
Talking with Michael Bublé, and you have said in an interview that you like to write when you're crazy happy or crazy sad. And as we're about to go into Crazy Love, I thought I would ask you this. What happens if you ever settle down and just move into the sort of middle of the road happiness that most of us are blessed with? What will happen to your creativity then?
You're
not crazy happy or crazy sad.
Truthfully, I will probably only make Christmas records for the rest of my life. And I listen, there is no possibility that in my life there won't be some sort of drama or passion. And by the way, I made a joke before, but, you know, I don't need to have drama in a relationship to have that kind of intense feelings. I mean, you know, maybe children or marriage or some big change in my life or whatever. We'll always, there'll be something that will keep me inspired.
The song, the Van Morrison classic, and I'm a big Van Morrison fan. I've seen him several times, called Crazy Love. You were very faithful to the cover. I mean, this one you didn't change very, very much.
No.
I just wondered why. I thought that was kind of cool, though.
I never assumed that I'll sing it better than someone like Van Morrison, but I feel like I can make it my own and take my own experience and my sense of personal style and put it in there, and that's all I try to do, and it's a very pretty song. And
here's Crazy Love. This is Michael Bublé.
I can hear her heart beat crazy.
You're listening to Up Close and Personal with Michael Bublé, hosted by Aaron Davis and Mike Cooper.
I'm Mike Cooper.
And I'm Aaron Davis, and we're
speaking... I'm Michael Bublé!
Speaking with Michael Bublé, savoring this great new CD of his, and while we were listening to Crazy Love, you started telling us about something that really weirded your mom out. Now, tell us about this.
Yeah, creeped her, and still to this day, it sort of creeps her out, is that I guess, and I don't remember this at all, I mean, but I guess I was maybe 3 or 4 years old, and I walked up to her, and I just said, you know, I'm different. Something's not normal here, and I told her exactly who I was going to be, what I was going to do, how I was going to do it, and that I felt different, that I felt disconnected, and that I was going to be... anyway, it was just, it creeped her out. I mean, really creeped her out, that I was going to come and I was going to be an entertainer, and I told her I was going to be very famous, blah, 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 and she looked at this kid and I just went, what the hell is this? And it actually, strangely enough, it bothers her... in a weird way, in a creep. Does this make any sense?
No,
to
but
any?
How did you know, though?
How did I know? I don't even know. I don't remember saying it.
Oh. Well,
I don't remember saying it at all, but she just, and my dad also, it was very strange.
And that must have helped you through all of the closed doors and the rejections and the time it took to get signed.
Yeah.
That vision.
I was crazy. Absolutely crazy. As I look back and I think of this unbridled confidence and this potential that I felt I had. You know, people don't know here, but I was 16 when I started working in the nightclubs. I started singing. My grandfather was a plumber who would sneak me in. To get me in, he'd have to fix toilets and put in a hot water heater in these clubs if they let me up with the band. So 16 I started, and I really started. I mean, I was working. I was working, leaving school and going on my father's fishing boat in the summers and working all winter. And it wasn't until I was 26 that I ended up getting my shot. And through all the time, when every record company, including, by the way, the record company I'm with now, the Warner Brothers, is a wonderful company. One time I got a meeting and they just said the same thing as my manager now, Bruce Allen. Nice kid, don't know what to do with him. Warner Brothers said, no thank you, just no thank you. David Foster, in quotes, I will never sign you and I will never produce you. You're a really nice kid and you're good at what you do, but we have no clue how to make what you do commercially successful.
It's the new CD called Crazy Love with Michael Bublé. It's the Billy Vera classic at this moment, and at this very moment, we're up close and personal with Michael Bublé. Enjoy at this moment. I That, of course, was a new take on the pop classic At This Moment with Michael Bublé, who is our very special guest on Up Close and Personal.
Are there any songs you won't touch that you've thought, you know, I really can't do that song. I better not touch that song.
Tons. There's tons.
Give us some.
Okay, one of them is My Way. Never will I do My Way. Number one, that's Frank's song. Number two, I'm 34 years old. What the hell do I know?
The end is near at 34. End,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. But there's other songs I won't touch because I feel there's a cheese factor. There's a, you know, and that's not that they're corny songs, but I believe if I did them, they'd be corny. I try very hard to have a meter in myself that, you know, that can instinctually says to me, you know what, this song is, it's cheesy, it's easy. Don't do it. You know, I've tried really hard, and I'm sure, listen, in some people's opinions, there's probably songs I've done that people have gone, you know, da-da-da, but I believe that I love them, and they're authentic enough that I can make them my own, and I have to so believe it, because if I don't, then it's going to sound cheesy.
When we return, another one of those songs that makes you go, really? He did that one?
You're with Mike Cooper and Aaron Davis, and we're up close and personal with Michael Bublé. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Up Close and Personal with Michael Bublé, hosted by Aaron Davis and Mike Cooper.
Heartache Tonight. How did that song come? I mean, of all the songs, holy, who brought that to the table?
I brought it to the table.
It's a rock anthem, right?
I brought all these songs to the table, and this song was, to me, in my brain, made to be a, I guess, a hybrid of big band and rock. When I would hear the Eagles do it, I mean, obviously a big fan of the Eagles, and but the way they did this song, to me, it was very sweet, actually. It starts off in four-part harmony, or whatever the harmony is. I'm not sure how many parts. But it's kind of soft and very pretty. And when I hear these lyrics in this song, I think that this should be far more dangerous. This should be ballsy. And I wanted to make it this kind of dangerous, angry, kind of very, you know, raunchy kind of song that I interpreted it to be. So there'll be kids all over the world, and I'm sorry to say this, and I'm sorry, really, I am, but I can sing a Frank Sinatra song or an Eagles song, and I can show up from South Africa to Germany, and some kid will say to me, Michael Bublé, I love the ways that you wrote this song. It's so good. Yeah. So they have no clue what the hell the Eagles did, or that, you know, I did a talk show once where they asked me, I made a joke of it, but I said, you know, that it gives me a huge joy to cover the songs that Frank Sinatra has made famous, bring them to a new audience, and make them forget that he had anything to do with them.
How did that work?
Here is Heartache Tonight, Michael Bublé, on Up Close and Personal.
You're listening to Up Close and Personal with Michael Bublé, hosted by Aaron Davis and Mike Cooper.
So, Michael, we're about to hear one of the songs that you wrote on the album. You wrote two, did you, for Crazy Love?
Yeah, I wrote two that made it, and I wrote a third one that didn't get on the record because of thematically it didn't match with the record, but it'll come out as the third single, and I'll stick it on the record, wherever. It's called Hollywood is Dead, and it was written actually by this fella, Robert Scott, who's a Toronto boy, who's just an unbelievable piano player and a musician. It's basically our kind of comment on the culture of celebrity and how absolutely crazy and silly it is. But it's a great song, so hooky. I can't wait for it to become a big hit.
I'm curious where you wrote that song.
Just back and forth, Toronto.
Oh,
and
is that right? No, yeah. Wasn't in the bath. Wasn't anywhere exotic.
No,
it was.
No. Actually, it's funny. Two songs I've written have been water based. The bath for that bump, ba-ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum. Yeah. And home, I wrote in the shower in Italy.
Excellent.
Yeah, I did.
And nice. You were out of shampoo and kind of in a bad way.
No, I just sang in the shower, and I was singing. Actually, home started because I was singing Canon in D.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, da 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 Another summer day, but come gone away, but in Paris or Rome. Yeah.
And were you really that miserable?
No, not at all.
It just sounded like, I got to get home.
No.
Like, I hate this place.
No, not at all. It just came, and it's funny, because that thing, I have a friend Dion that works for a record company, he's a South African guy, and he said, boy, chick, he said, I just want you to try this. He said, open up your mind to the universe. And he said, let the universe drop things into your brain. And I said, okay. So I got in the shower. I swear to God, I got in the shower, and I went, all right, universe, let's... I went, okay, I'm doing this. And literally, I sang the two lines. I sang, Another Summer Day, and then I went into a million people. I might be surrounded by a million people. I'm still all alone. I want to go home. And it just, boom, happened.
Amazing. Yes, that's just what happens when you're open to the universe.
Yes, let's open. I'm opening up right now.
Okay. But who's opening for Michael? Hold on. The story behind it.
Writing it, I sat at my piano at home, and I started to plunk out this melody that I thought was very pretty. And I just had... The melody tells me a story. So when I come up with a melody line, right away, it tells me a story. And I just thought, this is about people that everyone thought were so lucky and that they would never, their relationship would never end, and everybody was jealous and they wanted to be them, and by golly, it didn't work out like it doesn't sometimes. And that doesn't mean because it didn't work out that we have to discard each other.
Well, we just want to thank you, Michael, very, very much. Crazy Love is going to be a crazy hit. It is a fantastic album, and we thank you very much for coming here and introducing it to us. And you know what? You really are a star.
We are so honored.
We all join in together in wishing you every success, and we want to thank you and thank our audience tonight. You've just been terrific for helping to make this such a big event. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
And as we enjoy Hold On for Michael Bublé, we just want to say, I'm Mike Cooper.
I'm Aaron Davis.
I'm Michael Bublé.
And from the CHFI Theater in Toronto, we love you.
Bye-bye.
Didn't they always say?
Thank you for listening to Up Close and Personal with Michael Bublé. Recorded in front of a live studio audience in the CHFI Theater. The show was hosted by Aaron Davis and Mike Cooper. Written by Aaron Davis. Produced by Chris Pottage, Robert Brown, and Tammy Cole. Special thanks to Warner Music Canada and our very special guest, Michael Bublé. Michael's new CD, Crazy Love, is now available. This has been a special presentation of 98.1 CHFI, Toronto's light favorites.